referenced a few times, Shin Mem, Sif, Yud, Dalet, Diran Asa, below. The Mechaber wrote the Rambam, scripting, Slav, Mechaber, the Kalkel, told us to read the Kalkel. Then we'll be left with it together. Everyone else?
Of the Nishmas Odom.
So he has a gewaldige mahalach. According to the Rambam, it's gewaldig. The Gemara is a gewaldig. Everything's gewaldig. Only one problem, the Shulchan Aruch. He's not so gewaldig. That's what he is. Okay. He says, for some reason, the Mishnah Berurah is so upset about this. He really gives him a patch. But lo nehir li devar of klal. Not stop. Lo nehir li devar. Klal. Wow. Why? The lo mi boy le das atos the shom. Kupay me beis. The korea when as al meis be day. Everyone see the place? Al meis the manifold prince of the same Mishnah Berurah. With that, without that. In my edition, page 384, is that the same as yours? About the eighth wide line. I'm going to show it has a different edition now. But mine is the Lomi Boy has to get the line. The Lomi Boy has to touch the shop. The Korea Amanaz Amazdi Day. The Ika Tika de Mitzvah. Mickey Malach has to reach the Gufa. Kevin Shu Tzarek Law. That's true. So it said so. And Kupayan, he sort of done the Mamma Kermis. Then ask the Lord of Judah. They say so. You cannot hear now. You have a call Korea Amanazi Takin. Could also be considered Tzricha L'Gufa. After Rashi, Sviule, the Korea, Amfilo Ameis, today, the Potter, Shemalach Hashem, Tzricha L'Gufa. What's the reason? That's because Sorek Mitzvot Stochoshim Tikkun, the Mitzvot of Kriya, someone passes away. That's for a different reason. Not considered the tikkun at all. Right? Because you're just letting off steam. That's not considered to be a tikkun. You're not about a zaring of our sex. And even if Hecha didn't offer the Mirmi Imsa and Shebet, which is somewhat constructive, still you would be Potter, still considered to be a what? An Ein that's retained to the Ein that's Rechel the Gufa. Why? It's not Tzorach HaBeged. As opposed to Makarea Nior Zvukim or Pasech Meshat Tzavar, was it Tzorach for that Beged or Nior itself? We would be considered a Tzorach L'Gufa, Amanas L'Takei, and Chayav Doraisa L'Cholanes! Not only according to Rabbi Yehuda, but even according to Rabbi Shimon. Oh. V'gam das Rashi Mukhachavi. Because of Shon, the Korea Meis L'Potem Shudeim Tzorach L'Gufa. Now the Kimotzi has a Meis L'Kobro. And why is Moti the Meis L'Kobro Potter? Rashi himself is inside the Gimel of his base, in the brackets, everything in the brackets. The Britzona lo Bolo. Never, if the person died, he would rather the person be alive. Rashi is a funny definition of Meis L'Gufa. He'd rather not have been in a situation in the first place. Lohoya Tzorokla, Hanai Britzona lo Bolo, Kolinia Zesha, La Kriya Machamaso, the Almeso. It's really amazing, he wouldn't want him to die. And I guess Chamaso, I guess he really wouldn't have wanted him to become angry. I don't know, that's a little bit tricky. But okay. Look, cause the pshitas hatam is shadami shalom as litva. Alavada is shalom as litva. Nami chayv after das Rashi. Hecha the nicholad leyat gufa tikkun shemachar ben akriya bishvila. And he quotes the Balamor. And he quotes the Balamor. Says the same thing. Rabbeinu Yeruchim. He says the same thing. Ayotim and Varedim. Rambam, Rashi, Tosas, Kolaposkin, Korea, Matatakin, Eschayo, Kamanas, Litvadami, even upon the Rabbi Shimon. The thing is, the Machloikis, upon the Tosas, if you're a Shimon, you need Tikkun, Beguf, Adomer, and Nikra. And others disagree. And the Ritvo says, you need Korea, Matatakin, Litvar, Dafka, Yichidoh. The Gamsugi de Ha'orek, who Negdo, the Bikivagar S. Who? Very, very decisive. He gives no quarter. He doesn't even concede to the Chayadam that the fee, Rabbi Shimon to be public. The Chol Adeus, there's a tickle in the beggar itself, to be Chayad, even Shalom, and I'll say, I pray that Hashem. So why is it that that Moseah based on Tzavah of Yirashi is back in the Kaddish? Why did he say it's Korea? Rabbi, because it is Korea. He's going right to the Korea. Why, Rashi? Here he comes up with a whopper, whopper Kiddush. Let's take a look together. This is the next page. Four, end of the fourth line. Vinili Svaroso, who? The Lo Shayach Shem Korea Kiyim Shum Mechalkel Be'esa Pu'ula El Shum Mechave Dishul Eza Tikun Shem Mishkan Shiriya Shenafla Bodarna Korin Bo Metofra So Shakriya Mechalkel Esa Yiriya Liyosef El Shem Eza Yuchal Hakaf Metofra Hu Bichlal Zeh Korea Bechamoso Bi'al Meso. Why? We are the Kalkelas and Beged. This is about Tikkun Al Yedei Zeh. Given for the same way, Tzavar, the Shabbos, the Mashveh Lein Mona, the Gemar Zeh, and the Epsi Bagufo, Eim Chal Al Zeh, Shem Korea Klal. Chayev Al Zeh, Mishum Shem Acher, the Hainu Makeh, the Patnish, Shushai Bechol Gemar Malokho. Summary so far of the BLO. You got it straight about that? This is the BLO. Very, very emphatic. Ooh, ooh. Very emphatic. Fine. Earlier, in the very same simon, one sim previous, Shim Ben Sif Yud Gimel. And Shovrim Acheres Ben Koran Aniyam Nation to attacking Kli. This is a Gemara, the Rambam of Gimel. You know that he said that a Rambam, he starts with the Klolim of Shabbos. He has a few digressions. Then he rattles off all the Doraisis that he's starting Perek Kes, I believe it is. And the end of the whole Tzor is a whole long story. And then other things. But then he starts with the Shavusim, and he rattles off the Shavusim, which means the Din of the Rabbanan, along the Seder, the same Seder, the Din of the Raisa. He goes through the 39 twice. First goes through the 39 Malachas on a level of the Raisa. Yeah. Then he goes through the 39, again on a level of the Rabbanan. Just to get a general overview of the Rambam Sheet. So whatever is in the Perek, Chav, Chavah, Chavah, Chav, Gimel, those Prokim, those are the Rabbanan. And here enough, she just comes to look at the Baragola, Rambam, Perakom, Gimel. And even the word Kimitak and Kli, which is the Zitir Abonim. So the obvious question is, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and Korin Anir Mepneshu Kimitak and Kli? What? Adoraisa! Korea! Korea! What's going on over here? Tremendous kasha. Tremendous kasha. So sure enough, yes, it's kasha too. So to be all alone. This is on Dibur Aspel Ein, the very first one in the Mississippi Gimel. Siv Zeh Zeramba. Beit Olam is Beit. Mashu Limana. Also to the Rabbanan. Frektach to the Beir Olocha. Why aren't the Chayim Hashem Korea? So one of the Akronim, both of them without mentioning it by name, says there's no Kriya except a Dover Hanitbar Venera that is Davin Megufim Rabin. Can't show you the Arias, curtains, cloth, which is woven together to be ripped. Avalova Dover should be Guf Echo Kimo Or. Okay, makes sense. Or, and Dio is little bit like or, it's not woven together, and therefore there's no din of Korea. Only it's a great svara, terrific. Only one problem. It's a foolish Yerushalayim. Who is the one who said it? Alter Rebbe. Rebbe Nekvodo. We don't want to say he forgot Yerushalmi. He quoted it anonymously. He comes up with a whopper chiddush, which he prefaces with the expression, the lulei de misapino. I weren't embarrassed, I would say this double chiddush. Well, those who came after Mr. Gruer said maybe you shouldn't have said it. You went too far with this incredible chiddush. But that lo shayach shen korea amanas takin kim shen korea eis adonim v'emza utzara patikun shneim, like in the Mishkan, where they would make a rip, and they need in effect the entire curtain, both sides. And when you rip out of anger, I guess, it's the whole garment. But if you need one side and not the other side, lo shayach was a shame korea manas attack. How do you like that pitch? Finish diplo. So that's the last two lines. V'yaneinu shu korea eizet chatich hasniya b'dav sholem el shamesh bo eizet dvar ma u'b'dav shenikru mimenu aniyor hazeh eina metakal klal u'b'eizet metakal klal ein zeh b'klal korea manas attack. What an incredible finish. Brings a raya on the first in the morning right coming up from the day. Push. What's there? There's a pasuk. Vayichazik with Gaza, Vayikarim the Shnayim Kuroi. What's that up there? Mashanena Vayikarim, Enya Deas with the Shnayim. That's the Gemara. Mashan, the Stam Kara, who's Shnayim? Loshi Yikra, Ezes, Chatichim, and Atzad, Yashlicho, Vyishar, Abegat, Amakom. Not exactly a perfect rise, it's a smack. That's what he suggests. Wow. Here's the difference. He himself doesn't like it too much, it's against the Rambam. Tomorrow. What are you gonna do? Akasha. Oh, you have to give some kind of a text. Tzarachin Mechozer. That's what he has. I don't believe in Tzarachin. The Teretz is not so much. Let's not analyze this whole matter. See, so far we spent time just quoting from the Bir Olam. And the third Bir Olam. Shin Yudalit Sifkas. We've been here before. We were here yesterday. There it says, "Kol solo shofarim." In certain cases, it's meant to be matir of pia v'chote. Bracket the halacha. What about this in Korea? You write the brackets here. We ain't shayach lesser not with Korea gufo. Who also did the Rabbanon a few of the Shalom Amanas Mitzvah? The Enshayat Shem Zel of the Kriyas Abega and the Shayat of Korea Amanas Mitzvah. Well, the Hoki goes Rabbanon a few of the Shalom Amanas Mitzvah. My Shaykh is there. Whoa. Parsha Mez, this was apparently written in an order. Shin Yudal is before Shin Mez. One of it is a Shin Mez. It's absolutely fallacious. Here he's saying a double chiddush. Mikvei Korea Manas Litvor. I don't know if it's possible to Rabbanu without it. Only the possibility of Manas Litvor. The whole thing is ridiculous. Shin Mez wrote so emphatically, you don't need Korea Manas Litvor, according to anybody. Tremendous kasha. Tremendous kasha. You go to kasha in the Shabbos home. Page 83. That's discussion. saw this kasha in the sefer, the Siv Chayim. Maybe on my desk. He has an interesting mahalach. I'll tell you what it's worth. It's very interesting. Very interesting. So long as I'm later, Simon, Ayin Gimel. He also quotes the Mishnah Brurah we saw, I believe, also yesterday. Shin Yudal here, Siv Kach Lachav Hey. Buta Gamka the Kroha Orme Al Pia Chavish Shal Yayin. Uvashli Yechana Zadidik Tosefta. That's Tosefta which led the Alter Rebbe, his Yisod, is no Kriya with respect to leather, with respect to Or. Others say that Shalom and Ass Litva, reported to be Alaka, that they're both wrong. So why is it good that they ripped the leather, the Or, Al Pnei Chavish? That's the Kashmir. So look what he answers. Something fascinating. He quotes our Bialacha. Shin Mem Sif Yudalit. He quotes it verbatim. Quote, we'll see it again in the second time. He saw it. Lo Shach Shem Korea Kiyim Kshu Mekalkel Beis Akula El Shu Mechaven Bishul Ezen Tikna Mekula Mashenke Be Posech Beis Atzava Bishabes The Mashu Leibana Be Gmar Zeh Ali Apsicha Kufa Ein Chal Alzeh Shem Korea Klau. Teretz. Is it a valid Teretz? That would answer this question of the Bialach here in Shia Dal Sibkes as well about Kosolo Sol tomorrow. You're not doing some kind of a kilkul in order to make a tikkun later on. In other words, you don't need Korea Almanas. You don't need Korea Almanas Litva, that you don't need. But what you do need is a Korea, that's the Bialach Rashi, Shin Mel, if you see this Rashi, what that Moser Beis Atzava is not. Moser Beis Atzava is Makav HaPadash and HaKorea. Because what do you need? You need something with two steps. You're doing something which is negative. Subsequently do something positive. That would solve the world's problems over here too. Why didn't the Bialach give that Teretz over here? The answer is very simple. Here he's trying to defend Shitas HaRambam. But the Rambam paskins that come from that Moser Beis Atzava. It's Chai Bishop Korea. So apparently Rambam just denies this is so. I'm denying this is so. That's why he's stuck. That's why he's stuck over here with this kasha. With this kasha here in Shin Yudal Tzipkes. And that's in fact why he's stuck with the kasha in Shin Mem Sif Yud Gimbal by Korea Sanior. Why is he? It comes from the Rambam. As he himself points out in the Shin Mem. If you would accept the sort of Rashi later on, that would enter the Nier also. Because it's not destructive. I'm doing something negative in order to do something positive. Even the positive is not necessarily on our slitva. That's what Yisod he said. He said, he assumes the Rambam rejects the Yisod. Now rejects the Yisod, so we're stuck. However, although the Rambam seems to reject it, others seem to accept it. Rashi, for example. Rashi. Take a look over here on this very same page. It's page Yudal Tefes, the next Bialacha. Avalom Apkia Makote. Ayin Rashi. Erev and Lamanheim and Aleph. Dibramasnu Uboy. Disputed Xerid Rabbanu. Below Soser Mamish. It's not Soser Mamish. It's not Soser Mamish. Thank you very much. The question, of course, is why? We quote the half of Rashi. It says, it's what Erevim, Lam and Ham and Aleph, the Rasul Boy, not Soser Mamish. question is, why? The low soul said binyan mamish. You know why? I'm reading it to you. The psichas deles ba'almahu. End quote. The psichas deles ba'almahu. What does that mean? It's not considered to be so said. Psichas deles ba'almahu. What does that mean? This is what the Bi'ur Halacha is saying. The Bi'ur Halacha is so, the Shin Mem Sif Yud Dalet. Sif Yud Dalet. That is so, it says the Pishitas Rashi, to defend Rashi, why from Sefet and Tzavar is Makab Apadash and not Korea. So what did he say? I'll read it for the third time. They started afterwards. Shakir Mekalkelis. That's called Korea. But here, Hosea Mesa Tzavar, Mashal Emana Mizmazel Epsicha Gufa. Oh! That's what Rashi says in Mesechta Erevin. Daflamen Hey, Hamad Aleph. Psichas Delas Ba'alba. What are you saying, Rabosai? There are certain malachas that are negative in nature. They're negative in nature. Such as Soser is negative in nature, Korea is negative in nature. So if your doing is purely positive, you cannot be liable for malacha that it's very fundamentally is negative. You saw the same in the Siv Chaim, and he said Rashi says it in four words, and Erev and Lamed Hei. And that's the kufa that you saw in the Bi'ur Halacha. Take us one step further. He claims that those signs. You can believe it or not believe it. Claims that that's what Tosis means on Ayin Gimel on the base. That Lashon and Tosis, which will be Kiveiga took literally, they need Korea Amanas Litva, and the Bialacha was stuck to say it means nothing. We have two extremes. Either it's literal or it's nothing. Shigur Delishna. Both are not so satisfied, because literally it's against the Gemara of Kiveiga's Kasha. Doesn't mean anything. Because the news works for nothing. So he claims over here, this is Simon I and A, that that's what Tosfos meant. And he tries to prove it. He strives mightily to prove that he's right, and the proofs are somewhat convincing. I must say it's very original, but let's give him a fair hearing. What did Tosfos do? What's Tosfos' lashon? We have to look at the lashon a little more carefully here. And I give another day, it's the lush of which Rabbi Kiveiga jumped on. It's quite a lengthy piece of the Bi'ur Halacha about it, the lush, he meant this, he meant this. It's not so convincing to Bi'ur Halacha. All this riots and Kvoshim and other Rambams, doesn't satisfy me. What does the lush? The Tzorach Li'etzim, Nira da fila the Rabbi Yudah, the Mechayim, the Malacha, and the Tzvigal, the Gufo, the Hina, the Tzorach Li'etzim, the lo mikri ve'etzim kotzer ela ve'inyan zeh midi da hava korea amanaz litfo amoch amanaz lichto. So in the case of Eindar, Misha Bekach, of Kvashim Mishlokas. So the Kiveka took it literally, the amanaz litfo amamish. He says no. Tosis is saying is is you need Korea Amnas Litvar, who the Kava say. Korea Amnas Litvar means as the Mishnah is Korea Amnas Litvar, let's not forget that. But it means Korea Amnas Litvar means you have to do something negative in order to do something positive. Moche, you have to do something negative in order to do something positive. Moses meant what the Bir Halacha said. As opposed to a case with the Asiyas HaPesach of the Beis HaTzavor or the Or HaKavis is itself some kind of a tikkun of the Asiyas Pesach, then you would not be chayav. Now, it's rather a stretch at first glance, but he tries to prove it. I'll read you the Lashon, he says. Kavanas HaTosfos V'Arosh, the Rosh is saying this Tosfos. The Be'inon Shein Korea Al Menas L'Takein, listen to the emphasis he places. V'lo Shehem Atzmam Yil Tikun V'Atzmusom, the B'chagav V'Chashem Korea, as the Bialocha said. That's what he means. In Korea, Almanas Litvar. The emphasis is not on the word Litvar. The emphasis is on the word Almanas. That since Korea is a negative malacha, so it has to be negative with a later intention to make something positive out of it. So you see, it is so that there can be malachas which have rather stringent definitions. And if you don't get into that definition, not a tour of Yud or of Shim, and don't do it that. It's just not the malach at all. So Zomim and Tzorach Le'etzim, it's not a malach at all. Bein Tzorach Le'etzim, the Yud would also agree upon them. So too, a Korea, which is not Amanas, but that could have said as a Tanken also. A Korea is not Amanas, which is itself positive and not negative. These are positive, not called a part of malach as Korea, it's a Tzicha B'Alma, as Rashi says in the Septa Erevin. Now, at first glance, I saw it as a wall. It's brilliant, original, but you gotta prove it. You gotta give me some more proof that this is what Rin Tosfos really means. It can't fit into the words, but give me some more proof. So, he gives more proof. Take a look at our both sides. I am given up and out the choices. And we'll see how the rush course is slightly different. But I am given up and out. Zorich Iyud, Rabbi Tosfos, he Michayev the Matir Shalo Amanas Lichor Ilo. He wants to know what's it in Matir Shalo Amanas Lichor. Are you Chayev or are you not Chayev? And don't prove the fact that it didn't say Coach Matir Amanas Lichor, nor did it say Sosa Amanas Livnos. And the Mother Amanas, you require Sosa Amanas Livnos. So therefore, we don't know. We're not sure. Moses is noted that it said that you do need Mark Amanas Liksha. Why is it found in the Mishnah? It looks like I wrote enough Lamanas with Bates, which we'll try to see later. Fine. So, if you're a passionate, you're back to square one. You need Matanas Liksha literally, don't you? Assuming that Korea Amas Litvar literally, you need Matanas Liksha literally. That's how I would have said. Well, Batish, I wouldn't know the Kupain or the Kivegas Kant and everything else. Well, let's take a look at the way the Rosh quoted the same Shiloh on both sides. Simon Bates. They're designed to the base. So, how would you phrase it? Do you need Matir Amanas Lichor or Matir Shalo Amanas Lichor? Right? That's what I would have said. That's how you phrase it. It's a Simon base, but it's a little circle. All the Matir Chayev Tzoruch L'Dakdek. I Michayev Davko the Matir Amanas Lichor. Oh, Af, look at this lesson over here. B'matir l'chudei. What do you mean, matir l'chudei? had Rabbi Kiva Egan write the shot over here, what should it say? Matar Amanas Litpor or Matar Amanas Atake? That's what it should have said. That's how we would have learned our own Balabakish. Matar Amanas Litpor or Matar Amanas Atake? Those are the two contrasts. But that's not what he said. Matar Amanas Litpor or Matar Lechude? What do you mean Matar Lechude? Matar Lechude means where the Matar Atmo is a tikkun. Where the matter itself is positive. By Korea, in that instance, you're positive, as the Bialacha said. Korea is a negative malacha. And if you're positive, then you're potter, somewhat paradoxically. Is the same true when it comes to matter? Is matter also a negative malacha? In which case, you require amanas liksho slash l'take? Or no? Matir is even to be is a positive malacha. Matir the chudei is chayev. Wow. Let's go further. I mean, it's all from the sif chayev and tainhei. Let's go further than that. You look at the Rosh Simon Vov. The Rosh Simon Vov, Mashv is the end of the Simon. Mashv is the topic, read. Him being on Matir Manas Lichuri Lo. Yeroed lo machayev el dubya da havoy ben mishkan. Matir Kesher Shul Kayama, Amanas Likshar Kesher Shul Kayama, Kain Sayode Chilozom. Yeah. Sayode Chilozom. Remarkable. The Ritva that I answered to see quotes the same source to the exact opposite conclusion. Because Rashi explains, what did the Sayode Chilozom do? They had nets to catch the chilozo. Right? They're still trying to catch them some places. So they had to fix the net. So they would rip one part of the net and fix up a different part of the net. Transfer strings from here to there. It's not been combo, Rabosa. It's not been combo. They would rip from here. Right? Untie part of the net here. Time word over there. The Ritva says, you look at the sugya that flamen aleph the base, whenever there's an almanas, quote unquote, it has to be where? Bimkoma. You saw the Gemara. So, that's bimkoma. The whole sugya flamen aleph the base. So the Ritva says, puk faker. Ain't a bimkoma. What's the Rush talking about? Says in the Sifkaim, no. If the Rush had meant almanas lit for in the literal sense, Amas Liksha in the literal sense, then the Ritva would be right. A right paket. But since that's not what the Rosh is talking about, he's not discussing Amas Liksha in the literal sense. You don't require Frank Shira, you don't require Matanas Liksha literally, nor do you require Kore Amas Liksha literally. The whole issue is, do you need a negative Matanas Liksha as you need Kore Amas Liksha, which is slash Amas Attacking, it's a negative? Or no, Matanas Liksha, it stands on its own. Says the Rush, you need a negative. Matir is also a negative malacha. And any kind of ticket you'll have, whether it be from Makom Zev or Makom Mach, it wouldn't matter. And he goes right there. The Rush and Simon Tess. An interesting phrase. The Rush and Simon Tess sense. On the fourth line of Simon Tess. Min adin o yoroi l'chayev af mochek os achas. Why should that be so? What? Minadin. Why should that be so, Minadin? You look, it says in the Mishnah, Hamochik Amanas Lichto, you take Amanas Lichto literally, and the Shir, see, we all know Shtei Osio, so why should it be Minadin? That if you're going to write one letter, so it should have been chayv. The answer is, once again, mochek doesn't mean almanas lichtov exclusively. Mochek is a negative malacha. A negative malacha. Almanas attacking. And you would have said one else might also have been a ticket word not for various pleas that the Rush goes on to explain. Oh. Meila Rabosai. Meila. Endorses the the beer halacha that says that if the psicha of the alma, the base at tzavar, it's not going to be considered correct because it's not a negative, it's a positive. Not only does he endorse it, he attributes it to Tosis, I feel of a base. So, and it's somewhat of an irony, according to his presentation, the beer halacha had this kiddush niflo. And he says, Tosis is either very shver against the Gemara or means nothing. Guess what? He's Tosis, that what you said. You're Chiddush Nifla, says Tosis. Tosis is the Rosh, and the Rashi and Erevin. That's his Mahal. Fascinating Mahal. Chiddush Gadol. Chiddush Gadol. Okay. Chiddush Gadol. Fine. Now, there are opponents of the Bir Allah. It's also Shulchan. Sefer by Rabbi Baruch. I know you learned the Shulchan. Says Ibcha Misavra. What's going on? You're tired for a negative opponent for a positive. Rav Moshe writes, it's no mocha for this. No mocha. What's the difference? That's Misavra, there's no mocha for it. That's not the famous Shulchan about Kant. Kuf Kav Beis, it's on Abzayim. So I saw, we saw in the Sefer, the Sif Chaim, he calls it Rashi as a mocha, Rashi and Eric. I saw in the beautiful, beautiful Sefer, Binyan Shas. Oh, there, Chelik Beis. I think that's right there, that's it. That's right. Here's a whole presentation, thank you, about this very Nekudu. Very interesting presentation. Those who want to look it up later on. Pevov, Pezayin, a whole piece of this. He says, it's a Gemara. It's not a Rashi, it's a Gemara. A Gemara? A Gemara, yeah, a Gemara. What Gemara? Open up. Kuf Beis in the face. A Gemara. This is known as a Gemara. Gemara has three cases in a row. The last half of the Yomim. For example, Osa Negev Belul Shul Tanagolin, Rama Mishim Bonesh, Malama Shem Makam Apatish. In all these various cases, I gave you one example. Threat the Binyan Shabbos. I have a third candidate. I have a third candidate. I make a hole. What should you say? Not Bonet. Not Makabah Panish, but rather what? Career. The equivalent of career. Career is for soft things, right? What would you call it? What? Say it, no? Soser. What happened to the candidacy of Soser? The third party candidate. They never made it. Ralph Nader. Where is he? Where's Sosa? Depends of cash. Says the Sefer Binyan Shabbos. By definition, if it's going to be called Bona or Makom HaKadosh, it can't be called Sosa. Okay? I'll give you the lush. Pei Zayin. Yerbucham Mizeh. Beheka de Hashastira Yichelik Me'asiyas Adavar. Vugufa Binyan Vietzira. Ein Az Hashem Alechas Soser. Ela Bona Umake Bepatish. Ochanami Korea. Heka Shakriya Yigufa Gemara Alechas Abeged. Shana poser pes a tzavar. Ein azer shen korea. Ela makem a patish. And he says this as a raya that there may be a lot. Very important. Same page was the Chazonish. Simon Samach Alex and Tom Bates. He writes, quote, Maskim the Yisod Abir Alocha. Quote, the Chol Shakriya Binyan Lohavi Bechlav Korea Hamnimne Belamates Ovis. End quote. Ula Chosif a Chazonish. Shehulai Hani Mili Hecha Dehika Chiyuva Achrini. The Maka Bepadish Obone. Abel Hecha the Lekha Bechiyuva Achrini Bidaraisa. Maybe even according to Rashi, Memches, Chaya Mishum Korea. So the Chazon Ish says this is so, that's the Bishan Shabbos, but he limits it to a case. Now, this is it. Shin Mem, Sif, Yud Gimel, where he writes, in my print, the third white line, Avalashitas Rashi Shah, the Gamken Mishum Dimashra Leimone, I answered Af Memches, the Tamo Kemosha Kasav, the Rabbi Alokha Lekamei, the Svirle, the Chol, Dovash, Hatikun, Minker, Techa, Beis, Akriyon, Kufo, Lo Shayach, for the Shem Korea Klal, Came and also clean the Kriya. So, Hashem Korea Klaal. Velochain Lohoya Yokola Gomorrah Loma Mish Hatamish in Korea. Now, he doesn't insist that there be an Issa de Oraisa to be Rashi. He could have insisted, we'll see in a second, that Rashi was of the opinion of the Gemara Beitz Alamed Beis that says that Chote Nir Litzlal Salam Tzli is Tikkun Kli Medaraisa. According to the Chazon Ish's version of the Bialava Svar, it would have to be a Doraisa. So only if it's a different Doraisa of Makav and Padish would it knock it out of Korea. That's a very powerful lesson. The Yochalias, the Lerashi Yesh Mazayisa Doraisa Shemakav and Padish. What does he mean? Does he mean the Yochalias in the sense that it has to be that way? Or Yochalias means, you know, it might even be that way. I mean, if you're Bucky and Lashana to the Bir Aloch, my first read of Yochalias meant, by the way, you can also say that, but that's not critical to his presentation. If it's not critical to his presentation, again, unless I read wrong, you should read yourself. Shouldn't that be the giveaway, right? So the Yochalias. Or if it would be required, say, B'tzarach Lama, the Yochalias. The Yochalias. You get an impression, and after all, in Shinnam Sigidal, the original things were said, he never mentioned about the other malachas being critical to his whole presentation. Rather, Sicha B'Alma. Sicha B'Alma, it's simply called before, it's a positive, it's not a negative. It cannot qualify for these malachas. Very nice. Now, we have seems to have two separate and distinct svaras. That's what I would say. Two separate and distinct svaras. Chazon Ish, because of the malacha acheres. And the bialacha, tikkun. Now let's approach this final hurdle to go back to Poseach Beis Hatzava. Poseach Beis Hatzava. What malacha is it, Rabbi Elsai? What did the Rambam? Pashtus Korea. Rabbal, how can it be Korea? So the answer is that the malacha presumably held in Shinyadal. Rambam doesn't hold from Issa. So he got stuck with that Rambam in Chotech Niyar. What did he say? He's Lule de Mistapina Svar. You have to have Shnayim Kroim. Whatever rejects that Svar, it's against everything. So we're back to square one. What do you do with the Mosaic Beis Hatzava? So we're stuck. We're stuck until we found the Meiser Okeya. Always measure with the Meshiva, we have a Meiser Okeya. I just dropped my page a little bit. I don't want to be about Meiser Okeya myself. But it's called here the Binyan Shabbos page, Pei Zay. This is follows. This is the Chiddush. He says, quote, Achar Sheposeach as Beis Hatzava. Sarach of Litpar as an imrosh is saviv. You have to sew the hem. What kind of a hem? What's hem? What hem? Look at Chamisha Chumshay Torah. In Shmos. Perek, Kof. Ches. Posuk. Lamed Beis. Perek, Kof, Ches. Posuk, Lamed Beis. Talk about the Me'il of the Kohen Gadol. Right. So it says, V'yokhi Rosho B'Socho. It was like an Arab compass. Sofa Yilafiv, Saviv Mase Orei, Kifisako Yilo, Lo Yikorea. Says Rashi, Sichos Beis Hatzavar, Lo Yikorea. Means what? Today, Shaloya Korea, what did they make? They made an Imra. They made a hem. There's a Masi Rokea. The same thing applies in the challenge, in this case, of the Rambam as well. Rotseach Beis HaTzavar, it's Chayav Yishuv Koreach. And not Makeh B'Kaddish. It's not the last step, thank you. Not the last step of the process. Making the hem is the last step. Makeh B'Kaddish, we'll learn about Rikas later. It's the last step. The hem is the last step. So you're not Chayav Makeh B'Kaddish. Not Chayav Makeh B'Kaddish. You're Chayav Yishuv Koreach. There it is. This svara, the Maaser Rokeach, fits in well with one of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish said the only time that you can apply what he quotes to be a lot of svara is in a case where there's another chiyuv. The chayav has a bone there, as a mak, as a patish, etc. So that's the male are going to say you're not going to be chayav. If you're chayav with a positive malacha, you're not going to be chayav with a negative malacha. But if I'll find you a case, that's what Chazon Ish says. If I found you a case where you would not be chayiv for a different malacha, let's assume for the moment, by Kriyas HaNiyor, there's no other chayiv d'oraisa, the Rav of the Chazon Ish would say, you're chayiv d'oraisa al Koreach. But the Bialach himself didn't speak that language, like I told you before. Bialach's language was, well, has to be negative. If it's positive, you're not chayiv d'oraisa al Koreach. In my understanding, the Maaser Rokeach won't help if you're going to go follow the Bialacha straight. Because even though it's true that the when you open up the neck, it's missing the step of making the hem, it's hard to say that the opening of the neck, that's a negative step. And what's the positive step? Making the hem. That doesn't make any sense to me. Opening the neck, the area, that's the main positive step. Except just a finishing touch of that positive step that's making the hem. So if you go to Bir Halacha Svara, or the Bir Halacha, again, Chazish is good. If we go to Bir Halacha Svara, which seems to be a different Svara, namely, it has to be a negative, it's hard to consider this, this what? This Sichas Pi Hatzava as a negative. I can't believe it. Not a negative, it's a positive. And if the Rambam nonetheless says that Koseach Beis HaTzavar is Chayav Yishuv Koreach, we are forced to assume, as the Bialach himself did, that the Rambam rejects the Svara. He spent almost an hour defending the Svara, Gevaldik, the Psichim with this, and now I'm rejecting it at the end. Not completely, I'm keeping half of it. Again, remember, The Siv Chaim proved the Svar from Rashi. Like Rashi holds the Svar. The Siv Chaim can be told also holds the Svar. That's what he seems to say in Gimel. But when we're talking about the Rambam, I will accept holds the in between Svar of the Chazon Ish. That if what you're doing is called by a different name, it's called a Bona, it's called the Makeh B'Kaddish, then you're not going to be Chayavish in Korea. And for that, the Maaser Rokeach is fantastic, because he has to miss in the hem. But I would say that the Bir Halacha Svara and the Rambam are irreconcilable. We cannot put the two together. Okay. It's a big deal. So it's a very good, wonderful, as a matter of fact. That's what Bir Halacha assumed. That Hosea makes a salad to Rambam's Chayav Yishuv Koreach because he rejects my Svara. That's what the Rebbe Galacha said that. No, it's not the Rashi. He rejects my Svara. Everything is hunky-dory, except for one thing. What's one thing? The Chituch HaNiyor again. Let's start with that kasha. The Chituch HaNiyor. Why is it only a the Rabbanon? Let's start. So the Bialach himself, for that kasha, said an incredible Chirish Niflum and Arad Ode. You have to use both. That's everyone rejects. It's against all the sources. Forget sources. It's against the Pashas and the Rambam. When the Rambam said, when you rip the Niyar, it's a Shus. He should have told us, Babed Ramurim, we use only one side. What if you're ripping, you want to make, I don't know, a guy for argument's sake, want the barbecue, Luyatsuyu. flew to figure out the barbecue. And he asked, he has two grills, and he needs, there's a Max grill and a Marion grill, and he's a painter for both. So he takes a piece, big piece, rips it in half, puts one on the right and one on the left. So Rama should have said, in that case, it's Chayav D'oraisa, it's Korea. So he has the cash against his chat. It's hard to believe. He shoots the Shabbos, and so the Shulchan. All he has is cash against the Bir Allah. More than that. And Kosef Beis and Savas Korea, you need that in between piece? If you have a rectangle, what did they do with this piece in my tzitzis? Well, I don't know, where is it? Here's my tzitzis. Where's that little piece? You should have sold it to me. I paid $10. Give me a piece, though. If I threw it, I would have done it. Recycle. But they know they didn't throw it out. I'll pick any Chaimish from Korea. So that the Alok of Yudgim was very shved. If you look at the same Sefer, yes, it's Kashan, page Kuklam, hey, Kuklam, and Vok. Very, very shved. So we're stuck with only one Kashan, or both, we're really almost home free. One Kashan. And that is, what will the Bir Alok do with the case of Chito Chatzli? What do you do with it? Again, the Chazalish is okay. There's no Chiyav D'oraisa. Chazalish says that whenever there is... One more time. Let's chaz again. The Chazanish said the following svara: when you chayav the rice and some other malacha, you cannot be chayav the rice and mishum korea. The Bir Alocha said that whenever you're opening something, you're not chayav mishum korea. The Tzicha Bialm. Okay. Each svara is a very nice svara. Each has its pluses and its minuses. The Bir Alocha himself said that according to his svara, can answer the question of chitucha tzli. His problem was that the Rama rejects the svara, and the Chori is right. The Rama does reject the svara, so we're stuck. That's what we're stuck on that side. We're stuck. It's not stuck. Let me give you a 1 minute introduction to where we're going to go. Try to answer this question. It's not my terrace again. It's Sefer Binyan Shabbos. It has to do with the sugya on that kupay and kuvot. So I guess right now our sugya. Now, what's considered to be a mekalkel? What's considered to be a mekakein? Which is part of the table of the group a little bit also. That's very fundamental. So this we'll discuss this tomorrow. And that will hopefully answer this question. When we finish that, to go back to finish up the sugya of Tzvi, which is Ein Elokim, which is complete the previous year. Two in Shintan, one in Sif Yud Gimel about ripping something, and you have to have taken on both hands to reject it with all the falsehood. One Shintan Sif Yud Dal was so successful that according to some, that's what the falsehood means. On IMP on the base. Another disagree. But the question we're left with is Shin Mem Sifu Gimel about Ein Koren and Sanjiyar, which the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam say is Isha the Rabbonim, found in the Torah called Gimel by the Shmusim. Why is there no Isha Korea in that situation? So just to repeat briefly, if you say like the Biur Halacha, it has to be negative in nature, then the possibility exists that here it's not considered to be negative in nature. However, if you hold it with Chazon Ish, that the svara is really a different svara. The svara is really that it's chayav on a different malacha, chayav on a matzah patish, chayav on bona, then it's not chayav. for Korea. So you run into a serious problem. In this particular case, there's no Loraisa. The Rambam quoted along the amongst the Isser and the Rabbana. Correct? And I won't go over the whole Shias. We're holding in that Madrega. That's what we're holding. Now that's in Shah, in that Rambam, Korea, Sanji, Chotem, Asadi, is only the Rabbana. Why is there no Isser of Korea? Why is there no Isser of Korea? We're assuming that the Bialach of Svar won't work, because according to the Rambam of Pashtus, Poseach based at Savar, also in the Korea. Pashtus, it seems he puts it there, the son said it was that true. That way, Kazanish tries to get out, says Maka Bapadish. Assuming against that for the moment. So the kitzur was stuck. So the answer to this kasha, you have to look at that kuv of him out. It's not my terrors would say, but binyan shabbos. Now you know the klolim of shabbos are so vast and so hard to master completely. Some of us were here last year, we spent some time in the sugya, different parts of the sugya. We're trying to limit ourselves. We get to get swallowed up in a Yam. So a little bit on both sides, there's a very famous principle called the Kalkel. Call it the Mishnah. Call it the Kalkalin Turin. Clear as that. So the Mishnah is over here, the Gemara is above. Call it the Kalkalin Turin. Well, not necessarily. Puts me Kovul Amavik. Puts me Kovul Amavik. Some suggest Kol Vitzorov Mekalvo, Mabe Vitzorov Afro. Again, we didn't spend the time last year, and we're going to go over it again. But briefly, we posted up to a moment out of the Kalkosis to make the following suggestion. We're not going to get into the problem of the Sugya now. We already went through it. Just trying to pick a few lines, a little bit out of context, but which have make sense on their own for our purpose. This is Abel Rabbi Yehuda. I feel this is the middle of the narrow lines. I feel the Torah for Afro, the Kalva Potter, the Ain Tikkun Choshev. The Ain Derech Lachbol Bechavero, to the Elite and the Kalva, O Lister of Godish Beshvila Eifer. Afro Gav, the Kol Shokin, the Kalkalu, the Hilfot of Avodah Zorah. Don't compare Avodah Zorah to Shabbos. In Avodah Zorah, Kulo Yeser al Tikuno loses value, considered to be a kilkul. But in Shabbos, it's not that way. In Shabbos, the definition of the kalkul is Ein Derech Lasos Ken. In other words, you punch somebody, you wound him in order to give blood to your dog. You'll burn down your valuable field to get some ashes for some particular reason. You're nuts, you're a sugar. You're crazy. I need blood, so I'll go to you, I'll go to punch you, I'll get something, I'll draw blood, I'll give it to my, you're Meshuggah. I'll burn down a field, I need some ashes, Meshuggah. Ain't a derech lasos kein. Ain't a derech lasos kein. That's considered to be the definition of the Kalkel. That's a very fundamental point. The Maharsha takes note of it here on this Tosis. This is a very basic point. The definition of the Kalkel on the Kol Shabbos is doing something which is abnormal, not the derech of its normal use. That's the definition of the kalkel. The Indian Shabbos Chai of Davi Tikkun came with Shchita. The next, every shaykh is considered the kalkel of the Avodah Zarah because the cow is worth more alive than dead. Doesn't make a difference. The Shabbos Chai of Davi Tikkun came with the derech lishcho. Normal shaykh. So he says to my that's Iki Yisod, the definition of what's called the Kalkel versus Mitake, depends upon what is the normal thing. That's point number one. The Urayim. Coming favorites of the we love the Urayim. The Urayim says it. So I'll give you a few more words. He says really the same Yisod. The Urayim says this. Yes, Tosafot Kasha, by the in Avodah Zarah. The sugya is cooler out about shafting in Avodah Zarah considered to be a kilbo. So he's really writing svalas. Says by Avodah Zarah, he's about to be also the Uma, Rebach Maman Yosek Peter Torah. So he says, it's worth less after you shaft it. Lo Dabak? Okay. Avodah Shabbos, here we go. That's a bakalkel. But if you are doing something in the normal fashion, you may have worth less now than before, doesn't matter at the time. So the Arams are a little bit more barichas. Tosa said it also very nicely over here, Kubab. And they're on ban. If you want to know Chidush, Kubab is even more barich. Even more barich. You see the Kana Ben show, the whole beautiful piece, which I want to go into right now. Okay, that's assumption number one. This is another case, which is not considered the bakalkel. Not only if you do it normally, but also as a Mishnah has a beferish. The kalka manas tatakein. That's a mafurish of Mishnah Kufay of the day. It's line two. The kalka manas tatakein. Fine. Now, Rabbi Yehuda holds malacha shen esvicha legufa is chayav. So, because he holds it's chayav, this is something which is found in the Urayim as well. But since you don't have the Urayim, you have a balamor, turn to the balamor on the back. Again, not going to so much to you, but just to show you a maramokum. Sugan Sokol, I think, is that son of Gimel. That son of the chef of the cover case didn't do a good job, but he accomplished something. What did he accomplish? In all the loyering, I'm going to cut you that. He accomplished something. This is considered enough of a ticket according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Balabot paid Lamed Ches, the Dapa Yerif, Lamed Ches of an Aleph. It's halfway out of the first column. Became low the Rabbi Yehuda in Hoya Shum Tikkun Beguf. The line has the word Beguf. Beguf HaBehema HaKavula O Beguf HaGodish HaDoluk HaFila B'Tikkun Mashu HaYakai HaTzachim Dibim B'Kakav HaKavura Potter Shokla Shlol Okla Chayel Matikin Tikkin Emola Lo Yerdu. Even the slightest little tikkun, big goof, hadavar. So you see already what's going on here in the balamor. What do you do with the case of kovel v'tzorach l'dam and mavir v'tzorach l'hefer? Says the balamor, they're two different things. That's the balamor about five lines earlier. Reads as follows. Shekilkulo b'behema shechavura bo. This is the seventh line, I believe, in the first column. V'kilkulo b'godish hadolat b'kakat hachavura v'adlaku u'fotur. Ava fish yeshot tikkun b'dam u'be'efer. Ein hachavola b'dam ela b'bosar. V'ein adleka b'efer ela b'godish. What is he saying? Two different things. It's not b'guf hadol. It's a nuance of the Balamor. If there's a tikkun muad beguf adavar, according to Yehuda, you'd be chayav. As opposed to chovel, the mavir in these cases where it's shnei gufi. Okay, but also, we're giving a few klolim of the kalkel based upon Tosfos, right, then the Urayim, and the Mashor, and the Balamor. Now let's open back to the same Tosfos and see what Rabbeinu Tam has to say. Again, we're just trying to give a few klolim. What's called the Kalkel? Rabbi Natan Atari, the last two narrow lines, Tosfos puts. The Hod of Hashem, Rabbi Yehuda, the Kalkel, Shetzorah, the Kalvo, the Afra, why? The Pisha Ein, Atikun, Bo, the Osa Shah, Eli Acha Mika, the Acha Shenasi, Sabura, Bo Adam, the Acha Shekol Sahavar, Bo Eber, Abel, the Shokhe. Bish'asa kilku volo ha'tikun shemot ziyomi de'evim enachai. nami tikkun. Bishop Bishasa Kilku. Follow a tikkun. That very moment, as he's ripping his kid's skin stiff. Chen Barbisa Mamikas Amazikin, Kukkof Aleph, Chav of Yuda. The poor tikkun that is spared from this wasp. Bishasa Kilku. At the moment that the wasp is killed. Shimon Potter sent you to the goof. That's a different idea. But just normally, in the case we've started until now, you need tikkun bishas hakilkul. What does that mean? For the Sefer Binyan Shabbos Chelek Beis, he explains, page Kuf Yud Dalet, that if the kilkul and the tikkun come at exactly the same time, we can label your pu'ula, your action, as an action of tikkun. I mean, mechayev you. But if at the moment you did what you did, no good happened. You burned down the field. You're causing someone a wound. No good at that point. Later on, there'll be blood. Later on, there'll be ashes. That's later on. So the initial thing which you did is viewed as pure and simple and unadulterated kilkul, with no tikkun at that very moment that you did that action, and therefore there's a pturim b'kal. That's what he understands pshat in this Rabbeinu Tam, as opposed to cases where the tikkun b'shas hakilkul, one action. I ripped the garment, they're scared of me. I killed the wasp, so there's the snake, and then I'm saved from this poison, threat of poison. It's not called, you can't call that a kilkul gamur. Oh. On this basis, Rabosai, with this is so, we've been in the Shabbos and the Kashrut with which we began today. Why is it that if a person rips the niyar, he's chayav mishum tikkun kli, why is he chayav mishum koreh? You have to understand the facts. It's hard to scream out of our own mindset. You know, I came up here with a loose leaf papers, I don't know, 100 papers divided for 25 cents, whatever, it's garnished. Paper's nothing. Do you know that paper in the time of Chazal was what he calls the Ikar HaMetzius? The Ikar HaMetzius? Which is worth a fortune. To prove it, even later on in more recent Svarim, open up, just like show you, in Siman Shin Ches, the Shilchos Mukza, in Simchaton, Gimel, I think in the Mishnah Berurah, at the very beginning of Shin Ches. Called books of Napas Kesar and Kiss. If you use something which is very valuable, you normally would never want to use it for anything else. Why didn't Shari Dvarish and Makbelem? Loshdamish and Tashmish Acher, this way is Kalkalu. You don't want to, like, give examples. If you have a called Kesar and Kiss, you have a Saka Shoshvita, Mila. It's very delicate and expensive things. They don't use a stomach. What's included in this category? Wow! Paper was considered to be something expensive at the time. You're going to take a paper, which is then to write on an expensive thing, and you're going to use some. You want to make a barbecue and have a grill, and you want to use up that paper and cut it off. It's an expensive paper. It's needed to write on. The most important thing in life is Torah and other things to write on. You're going to waste it away. To be the base of a grill, of a tzli, of a shugana, like someone who's burning down a field to get some ashes. That's what it said to be a makalgel. It said to be a makalgel, v'nat chai v'shum korea. However, since ultimately you did fashion something new, which is now usable as the bottom of a grill, and presumably before it was much too big, couldn't fit any which way into that grill, there is some Issa Derabanan called Tikkun Kli. Tikkun Kli. Oh. This being the case, if you would take, you know, good paper, which is especially homemade for writing, today I don't know if it exists anymore, but let's take parchment, some kind of specialized paper that's expensive in the store, and you'll rip it because you want to wipe away some piece of dirt on the tape. Again, you're not spending all of it, you don't do these things. It's an expensive item, and you're wasting it just to wipe away a piece of dirt from the table. That would be considered the category of Mekalkel. Considered to be Mekalkel. Now, of course, if you rip off from a roll, he says, in a way which is meant to be used, and he gives three examples, we'll give all three, toweling paper, aluminum foil, or yes, toilet paper, he calls all three. So in those examples, you'd be chayav. That's meant for that. You're using it for what it's meant for. No p'turim mekalkel. That's derech shibusho, as we saw in Tosfos in the Mashor, the Yoreim. That's the normal thing. This way, we're able to reject the Alokas Peretz, Shin Mem. Again, just look inside. Shin Mem Sif Yud Gimel. We got stuck with this tremendous kasha. He doesn't understand why is it the Mechaber says, according to the Rambam, that Korin Nir, Kimitak and Kli the Rabbonon, why is it over the Deraisa on Korea? So the Bialach had this wild Kiddush. How should we build the Kiddush wilderness of Pina Dov HaKadosh? It's too new. The what? You have to have Tikkun on both sides. Both sides have to be the Tikkun. We already pointed out yesterday, and the Rambam should have said so. He should have said so. He didn't say so. It's hard to believe that this should be true. More than that, he brings a raya from Kol Ferguma. That's one of the writers that the Mechaber, that the Be'alacha brings to the Gemara. The Ferish, I am evil of a days, that's part of the Mishum Mekalkel. Ah, but that proves nothing. Why does it prove nothing? Because, if you look at the Yisrael, we had the Rabbeinu Tam. That's what the Mefor Rishon already said. Eri and others, that you need Tifkin B'Shas HaKilkel, and you don't have it by Kovel Mavir, nor do you have it by Kofer Guma Ventura Eliyahu. You're digging up a hole in the ground, and the offer you need later on, same as if you burn down a field, and the offer you need later on. You can't be a raya from Kofer Guma to the case of Korea Nio. Korea Nio, the moment you rip it, it's already done. The ticket is right there. You can't bring any raya. So he says that Bialach is wrong, and his raya is wrong. And to make matters worse, who is he trying to defend in the middle? The Rambam, right? Well, guess what? The Rambam against almost all the Rishonim. Rashi's on his side. But against almost all the Rishonim, the Rambam paskins, La Locha, believe it or not, that Chovel Mitzorach LeKalbo and Mavi Mitzorach LeHefer is Chayef. It's considered to be a mitakein. That's what Mark says. In the Mishnah, Chol v'tzorach l'afro, Mav v'tzorach l'kalbo, Mav v'tzorach l'afro. And that's what Rashi also says here on the Kuvav Omer Aleph. Give a look in Rashi. Rashi says, sorry. L'dam ayotzi min hachavola l'kalbo, v'mekalko l'uetzel nefbo m'takei m'uetzel l'akelet. I'm all like Rashi, considered to be m'takei, that's a m'takei, how can this be called a m'kalko? The other Rishon disagree with Rashi and Rambam. They say this Gemara goes on another, m'kalko b'chavur v'chayim. Again, something that's beyond us for the moment. The Kitzer, he doesn't like the Bialokas Teretz whatsoever. What's his Teretz? Yeah, Nior at the time of the Chazal was a very expensive thing. What's the Mishnah Berurah mentioned? Mukhs and mouths and sarankis. If you look at the Septa Beitza, where this comes from, Lamed Beit. Hey, do I did for Mochek? After East of the Mishnah, Mochek I'm asked Lifto. You'd be dying even Shalom, I'm asked Lifto. At time, it became over Mishkan. Shemoku Eza Os, Shetova. The Lifto Acheres Ben Koma. The Koma Kom Hechashem of Mechiku Kufa Yesh Tikun, near it. Paper towels or